Dressing for life's big events. How a man should dress for weddings, first dates, religious ceremonies, and more. A man's life is full of moments that will require him to dress a certain way. From his high school graduation to walking his daughter down the aisle, a man needs to understand the basics of formal, semi-formal, and casual dressing so that he knows when to wear what and why. Because a gentleman understands his clothing is not just about him. His personal presentation is a reflection of the respect he shows those around him. By default, I'm conservative in this article. My advice is the same you would receive from your grandfather. But that's its strength. It's timeless wisdom that's battle-tested and proven. By following it, you can rest assured that dressing well today, you're going to be dressing well tomorrow. Deciphering the invitation. The first rule in dressing for an event is to read and understand the invitation. Many times the choice of what we wear has been made for us, and so the options are limited. This is exactly why when you see black tie, you need to wear black tie. All right, so let's go ahead and we'll get into this, and we will start off with black tie. Sometimes referred to as evening dress, it means that a tuxedo is expected. Weddings, operas, receptions at embassies, balls, charity dinners. There's just a few places where you're going to see this dress code. Black tie optional. A tuxedo or dark suit are both equally acceptable. This code evolved as a standard dress code as dress codes just started to relax around the world and not all men found themselves with a tuxedo. So the idea of black tie optional was to give those men who don't own a black tie or can't get a tuxedo rented in time, still they're not going to feel out of place when they show up to the event. If you are actually naming an event, I always recommend that instead of going with a black tie optional, you go with black tie preferred, because this lets everyone know that your opinion is that you would like to see them in black tie, but you understand if they can't wear it. Semi-formal. A dark suit, crisp dress shirt with non-obtrusive patterns, and a conservative tie. No tuxedos are expected, and none should be worn. Business casual. Here a tie is optional, but a dress shirt and nice trousers are required. A sports jacket or blazer should also be worn. And actually, what I see oftentimes, especially at colleges across the United States, we see young men wearing a tie, dress shirt, and slacks. And in my opinion, it always looks like the young man who just left his jacket at home. If it were me, and depending on the level of this, business casual event, because you need to measure these things, I would always bring the sports jacket. Casual. Jeans, cotton trousers, and shorts are acceptable. They should fit well and be free of holes and wrinkles. Although on the shorts, be very careful, because one man's casual is not another man's casual. A simple collared polo shirt will be fine in really warm weather, but in cooler weather, and if I would recommend for most events, look to wear even a dress shirt, not necessarily a dress shirt, maybe a sports shirt, something collared though that's buttoned. And even if it's long sleeve, you can always roll up the sleeves and that's always going to look better. If you're not sure, ask. So if it's not spelled out for you in the invitation, there is nothing wrong with contacting the host via telephone or email and just asking what you need to wear. I think it's a sign of respect. The only danger here is that the dress code may change, and so you want to stay attuned to that. In addition, if the host is super busy, they may not be able to get back to you in time. Be prepared to adapt. So if you're not sure what to expect, then what you should do is wear something that can be dressed up or dressed down. So we were talking about, if you're going to an event and you're wondering, okay, is it going to be something in which people are going to be wearing jackets, or is it going to be so casual that there are going to be people running around in shorts? Well, what you can do is you can look to bring a blazer, tie, nice shirt that actually when you take the jacket off, you could even roll up the sleeves and take off the tie and it would be fine. And maybe your slacks go with a pair of light colored chinos and go with a pair of slip-on dress shoes. So what you have at the end of the day is something that At the highest level, you'll have the tie, the jacket, everything put together well. And to dress it down, you simply lose the tie, you lose the jacket, you roll up the sleeves, and boom, you've got something that is a much more casual look. So let's talk about dressing for life's events, weddings. A male wedding guest should seek to contribute to the happiness and love being celebrated. His attire should be smart and within the requested boundaries of the host. And if he chooses to be fashionable, it should be limited to his accessories. Remember that you are not here to attract attention to yourself. You're rather here to help frame an important event in the history of two families. As to what to wear, most wedding invitations clearly state what the dress code's going to be. Expect it to fall between black tie and business casual, although 95% of the time, if you show up in a dark suit, white shirt, muted tie, with proper dress shoes, you're going to be perfectly fine for a wedding. Unless that wedding, you know, they're very clear, this is going to be a beach wedding, it's going to be ultra casual, then of course, take it down. First, always take into account the location. So a rural wedding in Iowa is going to be very different than something at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Second, think about the time of day. Day weddings are normally less formal. Evening ceremonies are, you're oftentimes even going to see them wearing tuxedos, even though you'll see them wearing it during the day as well. But usually if it's an early morning or early day wedding, it's going to be a little bit less formal. Third, examine the invitation. Look over it. Make sure, look at it itself. Did it look like they put actually a lot of, does it look formal? Are they very clear about what, just look at the invitation. Oftentimes it's right there written in clear English what you need to wear. Graduations. Many graduates think that events surrounding the culmination of their education is about them. I know I did. It wasn't until I had children, that you start to realize that a graduation is really a family celebration, a time to reflect on the sacrifices made by others so that one can achieve a common goal. So with this in mind, dress smartly, not for yourself, but to show respect to your parents, to your grandparents, to everyone that sacrificed so that you could walk across that stage. So even when you're wearing a ceremonial robe, you want to dress smartly underneath because your shoes, your socks, your trouser leg, that stuff is going to be seen. And oftentimes, depending on the cut of the robe, the top as well. So if you're wearing a dress shirt with a tie, that'll be seen as well. If you're a guest of the graduate, take the ceremony's location into consideration. A ceremony at Columbia University in New York is going to be something that you can wear a suit to. A graduation at Oceanside High School in California, though, is going to be a lot more casual. Believe me, I've been to one. First date. There are a lot of things you can't control on the first date, whether or not she's going to like the restaurant, what she'll think of your opinions, and if she'll laugh at any of your jokes. But one thing you can control is your appearance, and it's to your advantage to make the most out of what you have. On a first date, always try to stack the cards in your favor. You want to look your best, and unless you have the body of Adonis, your best look is going to be in some type of a jacket. And you may be saying, well, it's going to be, you know, something. I understand if you're taking her to the beach or if you're going out and it's going to be a fun activity, then of course, dress for the situation. But I'm assuming that you're taking her out to a nice restaurant, which in my opinion, you know, don't take a first date out to a movie. You want to take her out to an event in which you're going to be able to talk with her, to interact, and in which there's nothing ever bad about taking them out to a place which is a little bit more fun and upscale in a place where you could actually wear a sports jacket. I think that I don't think you're going to be wearing a suit too often on a first date, but you never know. In any case, a jacket is always going to make a man look better because it's going to trim down his waist. It's going to accentuate his chest. It's going to make him look taller, and overall, it's going to make you look more masculine. First week on the job. So you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And during your first week at a new job, you'll be making a lot of first impressions. So it's important that you pay close attention and understand the dress code there at work. And you're not going to, most places, they're not going to spell out for you what the exact dress code is. You're going to have to look around. And in fact, you should have done some reconnaissance before you even got hired and have a good idea of what they're wearing. Because you don't want to dress so sharp that you're completely alienating yourself. On the other hand, you do not want to dress below. At the end of the day, you want to be dressing for the position you aspire to be. And I understand if you're starting off in the mailroom and you want to be the CEO, well, perhaps you don't want to dress for that position. But look at where you want to be in a year, where you want to be in 2 years, and that's what you should dress for. Oftentimes, I'll see somebody who works on a computer most of the time and aspires to a position that's actually going to be client-facing, and they make the mistake of not dressing well. And they often stay in that position longer than they should because the people up at top often look at this person, and even though they may have the skill set, they are always wondering, well, look at the way he appears. Is he someone we can put in front of clients? And it's something that subliminal goes through their mind because they're always looking for talent. I can tell you as a business owner, good talent is hard to find. But you've got to strike a balance here, because I'm not saying, again, that you need to wear, if everyone's wearing jeans and t-shirts, I'm not saying that you even need to wear a sports jacket and a pair of dress slacks. But what I am saying is that take it up a notch, keep yourself clean and well put together, and perhaps when you do have the opportunity, do pull in that sports jacket. You know, maybe make it your own, own it, have a bit of fun with it, but show that you can be the guy whenever they need to deal with the older company that's going, you know, that when you're going to be building that website for that lawyer, for that group of lawyers, that there is somebody that can present themselves a bit more in a formal nature than most of the other programmers there. Receptions and parties. There are get-togethers, there are cocktail parties, and then there are receptions. In that order, we generally see congregations increase the level of formality. So let's talk about that together. Get-togethers are typically more relaxed, comfortable social events. They're loosely planned, in which most of the attendants, we know each other. So a get-together, showing up to a football game and what, you know, at somebody's house and watching the game. I mean, a Super Bowl party is a get-together. The dress code here is casual to business casual. Depends on if it's a work event where you're still on the clock, but even though you're not getting paid for it, people are still making judgments, to something that's really casual. I mean, literally you're at your mother-in-law's and there's just a bunch of friends and family over. Cocktail parties, on the other hand, are planned events, and many of the guests do not know each other. Hence, you need to dress better. It has a higher degree of formality, and you can expect to possibly meet someone you may be doing business with. Judgments are passed, and you need to pay attention to that. Finally, receptions. Although they can be very informal events, many times they are not, as the event's purpose is to receive a new couple, a new company president, or a new child. So for this, you're showing respect by dressing to the level, I mean, find out who's hosting it, and even ask, you know, okay, I know if we're having, if I go to a baptism or something, maybe that's not exactly a reception, but in any of these places, a sports jacket is appreciated. Religious services. Whether you're attending as a believer or as a guest, a man who visits a place of worship should always show respect, if not for himself, then for others and their beliefs. He does this by following the unstated dress code and never dressing below it. Because no church is the same and no temple has the exact requirements as another, this varies from religion to religion and region to region. So a safe guide is to always wear clothing that covers the body, is respectful in nature, and that is culturally acceptable. Think business casual to semi-formal wear. So you're either wearing a sports jacket or a suit. You are never wearing shorts. And it depends on where you're at, but there are places in the world where this is frowned upon. Funerals. A man's purpose when attending a funeral is to comfort the bereaved. By attending and dressing appropriately, he shows his support and pays his respects to the deceased and their family. Funeral invitations are rare, but the prescribed outfit is universal across the English-speaking world. A dark suit, a simple shirt, a quiet tie, and polished shoes. If you don't have that, then wear something else in dark. I realize some of you guys are in certain circles. I've been to events in which bikers show up. But you know what? Those bikers are showing black. They're not trying to draw attention to each other. It's simply a show of solidarity. And so however you dress, remember it's not about you. Avoid bright colors. Avoid anything that is just going to draw attention to you. Again, you're there to comfort. So in conclusion, we've heard about all different types of outfits. I probably could have gone into more specifics about many other ones out there, but at the end of the day, think about your environment and then choose the clothing which is best suited for it. This summarizes dressing for life's big events.